Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, spices.
Get some spices. You want to feel good? Get a little ginger tea. You have a cold? Get something. You have a knee pain? Go get a curry powder, put in your water, and drink it.
You know, just adding pepper to your meal.
Well, spices can be described as a substance that is used in cooking to add flavor to food, and also comes from a dried plant and is usually a powder or seed. And it is something that adds interest and excitement to food. That is according to dictionary. But what is so special about these spices? Do they bring health, excitement in our life, and joy? Or do you need an expert to make any food spices? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Why are we the blow? Time to welcome to our show, all the way from Mombasa, Kenya, VOA Swahili reporter Josephat Kioko. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks so much, Shomari, for having me here.
And of course, we have Tolu Mide, my colleague Tolu Mide. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing spices. Well, a brief history of the word spice comes from the old French word espice, which became epic and which came from the Latin root spec. In 1780, England went to a bitter war against the Dutch for control of the spice roots of Asia. By 1000 BC, there were medical systems based upon herbs that could be found in China, Korea, and India. And that is according to the Encyclopedia of Spices. Throughout human civilization, spices have remained special and also valuable. So, I spoke to a chef from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, who became number 4 in the World Food Championship in Orange Beach, Alabama, Fred Wiso, and I wanted to know his take.
Spices have many ranges. There are quite different of spices, ranging from herbs, from the industrial chemical spices, where there are natural spices, and it all depends in what you want to use it for.
Okay.
Some spices are good for tenderizing hard stuff like meat. Some are good in adding flavor. Some are good in changing the original flavor of the dish you're going to cook. Mm. So there's a wide range of spices that are used to many different dishes.
Okay. Let's say when you're doing your meat, because I know this is where there's a lot of expertise and technicalities coming in. If you're doing, for instance, meat, what do you prefer in using your meat to make it tender and enjoyable?
Meat also has different qualities. In my country, like Tanzania, the best meat you can get is from the ranches,
okay,
whereby cows and goats and lambs are confined to special area and are treated for selling meat.
And also, Freddie Wiesel, tell me something about soups. I know when you do soups, there's some soups that really smell nice. What do you guys put in soups?
Sunday, I have my own soup I created for the past 15 years.
What
and
do you call it?
Developing 3 or 5 years ago, then it become absolutely.
Hmm?
This soup is called the Africando Magic Pot.
Wow. Africando Magic, whoa.
Magic Pot.
Magic
Pot.
You know why
it's called Magic Pot? Because if you had a sick person and he doesn't have an appetite to eat, if you force him or her to open the mouth and you put the first spoon of the soup, when it just goes down to his stomach or stomach, he'll demand another one. And the second spoon, and the second, and the fourth, and then here he goes.
Whoa, so this soup is magical.
This soup has made wonders in this country, and it is very popular, and many doctors in my country are directing patients and relatives to come to Africando, and there's this Africando magic soup.
Wow, until doctors are recommending your soup to their patients. What this soup is all about, my friend? What ingredients are you using in this kind of soup, my friend?
Even if I tell the ingredients, but it has a lot of process to cook it. I want to put my leaders in this world. I think in a couple of months, maybe December or January, I'll upload this recipe on mobile application.
Okay.
And everybody in the world will learn how to cook this soup.
Wow.
Soup is must. I repeat, it is must, especially for winter. So people, they can download and they can see me in video showing them all the process of cooking this soup so that they can cook at home, at the restaurant, at the hospital, and even at school.
Wow.
Because it has ingredients to nourish the skin and it encourages people with no appetite, sick or other people with no appetite, to eat food. And
wow.
It is full of nutrition that are recommended for daily allowance.
Thank you, Fred Wiso. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing spices. Now, back to the studio. Tell me something here, guys. What do we know about spices? Are they magical? Or what do they do to you? Although, many of these spices, as we know, originated from Latin America, Caribbean, and Asia. But of course, now, many of them are also successfully grown across Africa. So, Josephat Kioko, you are living in Mombasa, Kenya. That is a coastal city. Tell me, my brother, spices over there. How do you enjoy spices? And maybe tell us some of them that you know.
Definitely, Shomari, and it's a fact for me. The last 2 or so hours, I've used a lot of spices.
Wow. That's something you eat every day, huh?
I have been working in the office, and I was in the office with my son.
Okay.
And when we left the office around evening, we went to a local restaurant where they prepare a lot of pizza. And my son wanted to take chips.
Okay.
Chips made of potatoes.
Mm.
And when we purchased this as a takeaway to eat at home, like after tasting, it had a lot of spices. There was pepper. Yeah, there was pepper. Here in Mombasa, they call it piripiri.
Piripiri, piripiri. It's kind of, it's a little bit hot.
Every other choice to come to Mombasa and is introduced to the spices, they ask for piripiri from the word pepper.
Wow.
And even the chicken that was with the chips, it is odd. Also, I had a lot of spices. It was fried with some ginger in it.
Mm.
And this is Mombasa. People take a lot of spices.
Right.
And I've been to Mombasa for nearly 30 years now. I came to Mombasa as a very little boy. And I tell you, spices are in every household. You can't miss spices.
Wow.
All the kinds.
We want to be there, Tolu, you know?
Mm. Yes, I definitely have to go.
that's a place to be, my friend Kioko, man. You know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what Tolu Kioko reminded me when he's mentioned about this peri-peri on the chips? He reminded me the type of food you get when you go to this South African restaurant here in D.C.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Nando's.
Nando's, yes. They have these peri-peri chips.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They have Nando's in Mombasa as well.
Yeah. So tell me, Tolu me there, you are a specialist in making all of these kinds of juices from spices. How do you make that happen? And tell me, what are spices to you? How important are they to you, my friend?
Well, spices are extremely important. It has to be, pretty much almost, even when I make, even something as simple as omelets, you know, I have to put a bit of spice, my lemonade.
Wow, everywhere.
I put a little bit of spice in it, or one spice or the other. But
yeah,
one drink that I like a lot is ginger beer.
Ginger beer, okay. Ginger beer is very popular with spices.
We have fresh ginger we make inside it, but to add some nice aroma and flavor into it, I also add some clove to it. And then with the ginger beer, you know, definitely the clove just helps to bring it to another. In as much as it has the fresh ginger, sometimes I put some lemon or pineapple juice inside. But just that dash of some clove takes it to another level. And so that's for drinks. That's definitely, and all my meals, when I'm making even something like jollof rice, you all know jollof rice.
You know jollof rice, my friend Kiyoko, because this is here in D.C.
It's our
like,
major
it's a Nigerian
Nigeria,
meal, my friend.
If you have not
popular.
Tried that, you have to. Jollof. Jollof rice. Huh? Nice. Yes.
You put some spices there, too?
Of course. Of course. Jollof rice. We have to. Everyone has different ways of making it, but Bailey's is a spice you put in it. Curry. Some people put curry. Some people put nutmeg. Sometimes you put various thyme. Some people put thyme in a jollof rice.
Right.
But pretty much jollof rice is like it's really rice that's been made inside the stew. So the stew consists of your tomato, blended tomatoes, onions, pepper. Most people use Maggi. Of course, if you don't have Maggi, you can just use salt. And if you're on a mega diet, you don't even need salt because the flavoring is good. But usually you add some Maggi and all that to it, make it into a nice stew, and then bake or cook rice and the stew together.
Wow.
So some people bake it, some people put it in rice cooker.
Mm-hmm.
But the spices that are added to it really is what gives it that, that's what really makes it complete.
That makes it complete,
because,
right.
Because when you now open the pot and you smell the aroma and the flavoring, you know that, okay,
yeah,
correct, and this is
the real deal. This is the real deal, right?
Yeah, the real deal.
That's very well said. I also enjoy something I can tell you, maybe Kiyoko or for you, Tolu, that I drink all the time. This is they call it in Starbucks chai tea. This is
chai tea
with spices. My friend, there's a lot of spices in this. Cinnamon, cardamom. There's a lot. Nutmeg. It tastes really, really nice. I enjoy it a lot.
Oh, yes?
So you can tell me how spices really brings that joy to those who are foodies or food lovers. Anyway, just to name a few, I do know that there are so many out there advantages that we get from spices. I've been looking at this Ethiopian website. They say some of them spices that they use, they are shiro, mitmita, korarima, bebere. This is called a small starter website, smallstarter.com. And also according to bodycoach.com, they say ginger helps in cutting sugar cravings. And also it helps in inflammation in your body. You see? At the same time, they say cinnamon and fenugreek reduces blood sugar in your bloodstream. So there are so many advantages out there for just using spices. Well, this is the topic we're discussing today. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now. This is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth,
giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio. I'm with Joseph Atkioko and Tolomide, right now discussing spices. Well, spices can bring a lot of happiness for those who care and love about food. But do you need a special expertise to use these spices? I spoke to Jane Winuka, and I wanted to know her take.
I love spices, and I don't think I can cook in a meal without putting spices.
Really?
I pretty much put spices on almost everything.
Wow.
Starting from breakfast to dinner. Okay. What I can tell you about spices is they bring this freshness, wake up your mind, stimulate your brain, you know, energize you.
Mm.
The smell that you get from a spice somehow has a connection with you.
Whoa.
I should say with your mind.
Mm-hmm. You tell me, sister.
I'll give you an example.
Uh-huh.
If you put a cardamom in your tea early in the morning, it would take over your hangover.
Okay.
You can feel that freshness. You can feel it's like somebody who was sleeping and just woke up. The energy that comes in your body.
Wow.
So I cannot tell you exactly what is the secret of spices. These are results that you get from a spice.
And guess what, Jane? That is the reason I feel so energized in the morning when I come to work, because all the time I like to get this spicy chai tea or the spicy mix of tea. And I think this is the secret of the energy I am having in the morning, because everybody's asking, where do you get this energy from? I say, guys, I just drink tea. Can you imagine? It's like medicine to you. And this is why you say some people are talking about
not it's like a medicine. It is a medicine.
Thank
actually.
You.
Spices, it's a natural medicine.
Mm.
It's the ancient days medicine.
Yes.
You know, our grandmother and grandfather, they never used medicine from the hospital, from a pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you get from the
There wasn't one either anyway. At the time, there was no pharmacies anywhere. So, hey, they had to
that
deal with
correct.
The box of trees and all that kind of remedies coming from the ground. You're right.
Oh, yes, yes.
From Middle Eastern to Africa, everywhere, this was spices were everything, you know. You're right about that.
And if you look at the originality of spices, they all come from the roots.
Yes, that's right.
They all start from the roots.
It's
even
true.
Some spices where you can get from the actual the leaves, but the medicine and the sweetness and the naturality comes from the roots.
Right.
So there's something in the ground that is so good that... It's a blessing, as you say, blessing fruits from God.
Exactly. And that is why I read also in some research books talking about ginger. Like the ginger root is very good for getting all these ailments in your body, especially if
Things
you have
like
any inflammation.
Allergy. Yes, if you have an allergy right now, you don't need to have a therapy.
Yeah.
You can just put a ginger in hot water and drink, and you're good to go for the day.
Tell me about it.
You know, spices, they're good for self.
Right.
They're good even for your mind. If you drink a hot coffee with a ginger or with any kind of spices, you sleep like a baby.
You know?
If you're tired and you drink anything with a spice on it, you can tell the difference within yourself.
Right.
So you will know there's something special about spices.
Very
Not
special.
Not only energy, it's good for your health. Spice can make you younger. And I will tell you something else that you don't know.
Uh-huh. Tell me.
Spices, they're good for you. It's a beauty product.
Really? You see? Not just health, even beauty. Yes.
I personally use myself. I use the curry powder for my face.
Okay.
I use honey and cinnamon. I mix honey and cinnamon, and you put it in your face.
Wow.
And leave it for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you take out, you look 10 years younger.
Wow. So you don't even need, this is a specific natural remedy that cleans out your skin.
Where if you go to the spa today, you have to pay $100 to get that kind of service.
Yeah.
But you actually have it in your kitchen.
You're right. And you don't even know.
And you don't even know.
Give us this powerful message, my sister. We need this. Okay. Yeah?
From the time I found out about this, I stopped going to the mall and buying anything for my face. If I have a pimples, I go to the kitchen.
Yes.
If I want to look fresh, I have a date that day, I'm like, where's my honey? And at the same time, there's a history. Remember the princess of Egypt?
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra. Cleopatra used to take a shower with honey.
Wow. And they say she was so beautiful. No wonder she was very beautiful.
The most beautiful skin ever.
Wow.
Take with the milk and they put some cinnamon, put a little bit of honey. When you use something like that in your skin, and you can get a result immediately.
Wow.
So spices, in my suggestion, is something that I can recommend everybody, every human being, you need to have spices in your kitchen.
Yeah, all day, every day. And
all
that is according.
Anytime. You want to look good,
have
some spices. You want to feel good, get a little ginger tea.
Okay.
You have a cold, get something. You have a knee pain, go get a curry powder, put in your water and drink it.
Wow.
Costless.
Jane Mwinuka, you know better, my friend, and you have said it so much better.
This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing spices. Now back to the studio. Terumi Day, you will tell me something because you are a lady, and maybe Kyok will add on to this. Do you agree that spices bring happiness to your food and choice of food sometimes? And do you think maybe this is also important that we use in cosmetics and perfumes sometimes? In religious rituals or in medicine?
Yes, I believe, you know, there's something about food that has the right spice inside. You know, starting off with just the aroma. When you get a nice meal, you know, yes, you see it first and you want it to be advertising. But as you get closer, the aroma of the meal is what's going to draw you. I mean, the nose is right above the mouth.
So, tell me, sister.
So if the aroma is not there, you know, then, you know, that joy that comes along with seeing a good meal.
Right.
Can pretty much be squashed.
Wow.
So I definitely equate, you know, the right spice and the right amount of spice to, you know, a source of joy and happiness, you know, because, of course, you know, food makes us happy. You know, as much as it's nutritious and we need it.
Yes, we do need it.
As a source to live.
Right.
But I tell you, I definitely agree that spices, and I know that there are many you know, medical and nutritious benefits, as you have said.
Yes.
And has been documented of various spices.
Okay.
I mean, ordinary, you know, just adding pepper to your meal.
I as tell you, know,
on a cold day, makes a big difference.
So, Kyoko, you heard that, my friend.
This is very interesting, and I can figure out the aroma in the from the kitchen to the sitting room.
Right.
It brings a lot of happiness.
Especially during, like, these holiday times, you know?
Yes, and it's logic. When there's good meal in anywhere, in the restaurant, in the family, people are very happy.
Right.
See all the kind of energy children play with because of the good meal with those kind of spices. And Africa, we are specialists, I tell you.
We are
specialists in taking spices. I live in Mombasa, coast region of Kenya.
Right.
And normally, people of coast region are huge, Shomari.
I know.
You can imagine.
Yeah.
People, the physique of people compared to some other regions of East Africa, people of coast region, they have a huge physique. And last year is somehow relaxed compared to capital Nairobi. people are more relaxed. They do things in a relaxed manner.
Oh, yeah.
And the people add a lot of weight.
That is where you tell, Toto, that's where you find out the word that makes a meaning, no hurry in Africa. So if you go to Mombasa, my friend, you will really enjoy it.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to make it there. Definitely.
And the spices and the aroma?
This is where now spices come in. This is where spices must come in. Ginger, medical doctors in this region tell people when they suspect heart problem or blood problem or muscular problem, they should take ginger. I was advised by a medical doctor like 5 months ago.
Okay.
I went for consultation in a big hospital, private hospital in Mombasa. But the medical expert told me, yours is just muscular problem. Maybe the blood circulation, you need to take ginger. Don't take any other medication from the hospital. Take ginger twice every evening. And I was shown some people using ginger. And I tell you, that problem was over.
You see?
Because of taking ginger during the meal. Yes.
It's medicinal right there.
Yeah. Medication-wise, yes, they are working.
I'm telling you, what a privilege to have these spices around us, huh? It's just a beautiful thing to have this. Okay, you're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Tolumide, you cook a lot. Sometimes you do spices. But tell me, Tolumide, what is the secret behind these spices we use in our foods? Are these just things that we enjoy? But are they also doing something to us? Maybe some people say, you know, there's this saying, they say, if you want to spice up your relationship, do this and do that, you know? So spices looks like they just give you something extra to your food.
Oh, yes. The documentation, look at cinnamon, for instance.
Right.
We put cinnamon sometimes, this morning, in fact, I sprinkled some cinnamon when I was making my pancakes.
Wow.
And
Tolumide, you're making us wet appetite up in here, my friend. Pancakes with cinnamon. Look at that.
Cinnamon, you know, sometimes I even sprinkle some in my hot chocolate.
Wow.
It just takes it to another level. Now, it's not saying that I can't drink hot chocolate without cinnamon.
Right.
Or my pancake or whatever it is. But I tell you, just a little dose of that, a little sprinkle of that makes it just makes it all more enjoyable.
I know.
You know, as I'm drinking it. So I definitely recommend. And also exploring spices. Sometimes we tend to just stick to, you know, what we know.
Right.
And but sometimes when I'm in the store, I say, what is this? What? I think there was another one, turmeric. I didn't use that growing up. But I said, okay, so let me try this one out and explore and see what this spice has to offer. So sometimes even exploring other spices. Also, I definitely recommend, you know, because you never know what is out there that you could discover and add to your,
you know, to your lovely meal and cooking, because you don't know what you're missing out there. There's so many spices anyway out there, you know?
So many.
There's just a lot of them, and they just do a lot of amazing things to you. So it's really something that you really want to look into all the time. Okay.
Yes,
very well said. Build
up the collection.
Yeah. Yes, Tolumide. Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored spices. A big thank you to my guest, WFSC number 4 winner in Alabama, Brady Whistler from Tanzania, and Jane Winuka. Of course, a big thank you to Joseph at Kyoko, all the way from Mombasa, Kenya. Thank you for joining us today, brother.
Thanks so much for Voice of America for having me in the show.
Of course, and my colleague, Tolumide.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Jackson Mbunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the view announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be successful relationships. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.